Hello everybody, it's Liz here, and I'm reading poems this week, and for Easter. Yes, Tim asked me to find Easter poems. That was very hard. So I've got three spring poems, and one very loosely related to Easter, but I'll discuss that when I get to it. But my first one is definitely Easter, but I'm worried that you won't all get this until after Easter. But the title is Easter Monday, so it is Easter. And it's by Stephen Spender, who was born in 1909 and he died in 1995. So, here I go. Easter Monday. The corroded, charred stems of Irontown trees hoot pure jets of burning leaf, but the dust already quells their nervous flame, blowing from the whitening spokes of wheels that flash away and roar for Easter. The city is a desert. Corinthian columns lie like chronicles of kings felled on their sides, and the acanthus leaf shoots other crowns of grass and moss. Sand and wires and glass glitter in empty endless suns, and in the green meadows girls in their first summer dresses play. The hurdy-gurdy noise trumpets the valley while egg-freckled arms weave their game. Children gather pap-swelling cowslips. Papers, weightless as clouds, browse on the hills. The bulls in tweeds hold in their golden spectacles twin crystal glasses, the velvet and far mountains. Look, holiday hands from trams, buses, bicycles and of tramps, like one hand coarse with labour, grasped the furred bloom of their peach. My next poem is by Robert Bridges. He had a deep Christian faith, and by training he was a doctor. He lived from 1844 until 1930, and he was actually the poet laureate from 1913 until 1930 when he died. I think you only lose that job if you die, I think. And it's First Spring Morning. Look. Look, the spring is come. Oh, feel the gentle air that wanders through the boughs to burst the thick buds everywhere. The birds are glad to see the high, unclouded sun. Winter is fled away, they sing. The gay time is begun. Adown the meadows green, let us go dance and play and look for violets in the lane and ramble far away to gather primroses that in the woodland grow. And hunt for oxlips, or, if yet, the blades of bluebells show. There the old woodman, gruff, hath half the coppice cut, and weaves the hurdles all day long beside his willow hut. We'll steal on him, and then startle him, all with glee, singing our song of winter fled, and summer soon to be. And my next poem... It's Douglas Gibson. He was born in 1910 and died in 1984, and he contrasts the beauty of spring with the brevity of human life. I think, to be honest, it's the brevity of his own life he's thinking of. And this is called Another Spring. I'm still on spring. Another Spring by Douglas Gibson. How beautiful the country now, with blossom white upon the bough, as slowly through the ocean sky the clouds like sailing ships ride by. A ploughman goes with steady tread across the field. The russet red of earth shines golden in the light, gashed by the lapwings black and white. Though many springs have come and passed, each seems more lovely than the last. But when for me all springs are done, and darkness shuts out sky and sun, others will marvel how each year the miracles of spring appear, and with my eyes will find delight in blossom sky and lapwing's flight. And my next one is Gertrude Hind. Now, she was a poet and she was a musician. And she was born in Belfast. She was born in 1877 and died in 1951. She was a poet, playwright and violinist. But she lived mostly in Donegal. Donegal is if anybody listening has been, it's absolutely gorgeous. Now, I said one of my poems was loosely linked to Easter. Well, this is very loosely linked. It's the donkey. But last Sunday, which we've just passed now, was Palm Sunday. And the donkey trotted into Jerusalem with Jesus on his back. And I know donkeys, they're sort of sad animals in a way. They look a bit sad, so especially if they're on Blackpool Beach. So this is the donkey. I saw a donkey one day old. His head was too big for his neck to hold. His legs were shaky and long and loose. They rocked and staggered and weren't much use. He tried to gamble and frisk a bit, but he wasn't quite sure of the trick of it. His queer little coat was soft and grey and curled at his neck in a lovely way. His face was wistful and left no doubt that he felt life needed some thinking out. So he blundered round in venturous quest and then lay flat on the ground to rest. He looked so little and weak and slim. I prayed the world might be good to him. And my final poem, it has got Easter in the title. Now, a few years ago, well, 31 years ago, actually, to be exact, a friend of mine got married at Easter. And she was getting married in a beautiful church in Mare, where I think Darwin and Wedgwood have got a connection. I think it's where Wedgwood's cousin married Darwin. I'm looking at Tim, but he's not nodding. Oh, he's nodded and shaking his head. Now, there is a story for that church, but I've forgotten it. And she said she was not wearing white and not having a white wedding because that would be hypocritical because she'd been living with a partner before she married. And so she said, I'm not having a white wedding. So that morning we got up. I cannot tell you how beautiful it was. The whole area was covered in snow. It was absolutely beautiful. And it was a Saturday, and it was also the Saturday the Grand National ran. So I think it was a week before Easter, possibly. Anyway, this is called Easter Snow. Snow has been forecast today. It feels like snow. And I heard before I left to come and read that there is snow on the hills in Wales. I don't know whether there's any in Leek. But anyway, Easter Snow. You thought I had gone, I know, watching the lambs play and flowers blow. But hoo, 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 I quietly waited until I could lay a little new covering of snow to tease the spring day. Hoo, 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 an inch. Hide all the green. Bury the crocus, it cannot be seen. Hoo, 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 hoo. Imprisoned you lie in my dungeon of snow. I am master of spring. I shall never go, oh, I shall never go, oh. The wind dies, whispering away. The snow melts and the lambs play. And I forgot to say who wrote that. It's written by Anon. I have read poems before by Anon. So I know nothing about Anon. I don't know if that's a woman or a man or even quite. Yeah, I know it's anonymous. Are you joking?
Yeah, but you're saying as if it wasn't anonymous.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, but some people might not immediately think it's anonymous.
I was being trying to be witty, saying, oh, that's another one by Anon. Well, and that's my poetry for this week.
Many thanks for that.
So hopefully Pete will be back soon.
Hopefully.
Because she's more of a poetry expert than me.
Yes, but you are very good. Oh. So you need to give yourself a bit more credit. No, because you put so much enthusiasm into those poems. I was very impressed. Oh. Yeah, we'll have more poems for you when we're back the week of the 5th of May. And keep listening because we've got more entertainment for you coming up in Timbo's entertainment segments.